Hello, welcome to the Friday, August 28th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Didier got another great little diary up explaining some of his tools and how to use them to analyze malicious files. In this case, it was originally a PDF, but this PDF had embedded JavaScript and a Word document. Now, the JavaScript was just used to save and open the Word document, and then the Word document used the usual macro tricks in order to execute malicious code. Interesting little convolution here, and really easy to deconvolute with Didier's PDF parser tool. And we now have a patch for the BitTorrent denial of service vulnerability that was published a couple weeks ago. This was not so much a vulnerability against BitTorrent itself, but allowed an attacker to use BitTorrent clients as a reflector, pretty much like DNS and NTP servers are sometimes used to reflect and amplify denial of service attacks. The problem here was that, well, a lot of the BitTorrent protocol uses UDP. Now, what helped here is that even though they do use UDP, the BitTorrent application protocol itself does implement a sequence number and acknowledgements a little bit like TCP does. And just by tightening up when the client actually responds, they were able to pretty much mitigate this attack where someone could use a BitTorrent client as an amplifier. Now, the patch was applied to one of the fundamental BitTorrent libraries, libmicrotp, which is used by a number of different BitTorrent clients. So watch out for updates for your respective BitTorrent client. And Adobe today released a patch for ColdFusion. ColdFusion version 10 and 11 is affected. This is an XML external entity vulnerability. So essentially, the way this works is in XML, you can define external entities that may resolve, for example, to internal files on your system. So essentially, an attacker could retrieve internal files from your system. That's why Adobe labeled this as a information disclosure vulnerability, but the attacker could pretty much retrieve any file that ColdFusion has access to, which of course could pretty easily usually lead to escalation then by reading, for example, password files and the like. At this point, there is no known instance of this vulnerability being used in the wild to attack systems, but still Adobe rate as a priority too. So that usually means you should probably apply it within a month. These external entity vulnerabilities are pretty simple to exploit once you know how it works or what particular feature is affected by it. So as soon as details are available, I would expect an exploit for this shortly. Now, historically, most phishing pages are somewhat delayed or asynchronous, where the phisher just sets up a page, collects credentials, and then after a while abuses these credentials. However, more recently, some high-ranking members of the Electronic Frontier Foundation have observed some attacks that actually are more real-time in order to bypass Google's two-factor authentication. In this case, the phishing site does ask for the Gmail username and password, and then asks for the two-factor authentication code that's associated with this account. Now, these codes are only valid for about 30 seconds, I believe, with Google, so they have then to use this account pretty quickly in order to take advantage of that code. Pretty tricky undertaking here. Now, the reason that the EFF thinks that this is associated with Iran is that the IP addresses that were then used to log into the account were from Iran. In addition, these attacks used some pretty neat social engineering. It started all out with a phone call, actually, from an individual that spoke Farsi, the national language of Iran. So again, more indication that was actually originating in Iran. Then the phone call was followed up with an email that linked to a fake Google document, which then led the victim to the Google login page. So pretty tricky here, and that's kind of what these advanced attacks are usually about, is where the attacker doesn't necessarily use super fancy exploits, but does a lot of sort of surveillance and reconnaissance ahead of the attack to actually trick the victim into clicking on the document and then entering their credentials. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.